Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Zayin in Maseches Shabbos, the 139th daf in Shas. We pick up with Rava bringing a raya to the shear of the Isser of Hotzah by Yayin. In our Mishnah we had learned the amount, the shear that is necessary for the Isser of Hotzah for different items. And we spoke about, for when it comes to wine, that the shear of the Isser is the amount of wine that would be combined in a glass normally for a Revius. What do I mean normally for Revius? Wine that you drink is not entirely wine. According to our Gemara, in the time of Chazal, it was 3/4 water and 1 pure wine. So if you take out a Revius of wine, which would mean even 1/4 of a revius if it's full wine, then in such a case, you're going to be chayv. Amar Rava, afananami tanina. Rava says, this idea we already saw in our Mishnah. Why? Hamotzi yayin kedei mezigas kos. We learned that the yisr of yayin is the amount that's normally used for mezigas kos, which we said is 1/4 of a revius. V'taniyala, and we learned in regards to this expression, mezigas kos, Kedei mezigas kos yafe, it's for a nice kos, whose shear, of course, is a revius, like a koshel bracha, as our Gemara yesterday had said. Uktani seifa, and we learned in the seifa, v'shar kol ha-mashkin b'revius, and all other mashkin, the isser is revius, which would seem to indicate that when it comes to mashka, the barometer is a revius. Hence, the isser is going to be the amount that of wine that would make a revius. The Gemara continues, Rava is consistent with his explanation. The Amar Rava, because Rava taught us in regards to what is normal wine, Kolchamra de lo dori al chatlas maya. Any wine that does not have a ratio of 1/4 of a revius of wine to 3/4 of water, lav chamra is not wine because it's too strong. Paradoxically, it's so strong, it's not wine. Amar Abaye shtei tshuvas b'bodavar. Abaye rejects the opinion of Rava. And he rejects Rava's raya. The raya of Rava from our Mishnah that we just learned on the top line says Abaye, chada disnan, because we learned in our Mishnah, v'hamozug shnei chelkei mayim ve'echod yayin. We learned in the Mishnah Nida that mozug is 2 to 1 water to wine, not 3 to 1. Min hayayin hashironi, from wine that comes from the Sharon up north. If that's the shear of mazug, then the raya from our Mishnah falls away, because our Mishnah says mazug, and the Mishnah in Nida on Yutes Amid Aleph says that's 2 to 1. Va'ayin, and another kasha, mayim bikad umitzdarfin. When the mayim is put into the vat, the jug, the cup, then it joins together. But now, is it there? Va'od mayim bikad umitzdarfin? Is the water already there? All we have is 1/4 of a revius. And Abaye argues, even though it has the potential, right now there isn't of a shear. Amalei Rava, Rava responded, Hadika amrit, shnei chalokim mayim v'echad yayim min hayayin hashironi. This that we learned from the Mishnah Nida is talking about the Sharon. Yayin ha-Sharoni l'chud de-Rafi. The Yayin of the Sharon is different because it's thin and therefore needs less water to dilute it. Inami hasam mishum chizusa avotayim aboit fei. Or else, when it comes to the Mishnah Nida, there is talking about that it doesn't look like a thick syrup, then you just need 2 to 1 water to wine. However, for taste, you need 3 to 1 water to wine. And in regards to your second question, utka amrit mayim bikad umitzdarfin, if the mayim would be in the kad, then it would be mitzdarif, but now all you have is the small amount of wine. L'inyin Shabbos midi d'choshebinan. Shabbos doesn't require dafka revius, it needs something that's choshev. V'hanami ha-choshev, and this is as well choshev. Since if it would be joined with water, it would make a revius. It has chashivus by itself, and you don't need a full-fledged to a Revius, as long as you have the amount of wine itself, the essence of wine, even if water is needed to be added, it would be a shear. Tana. Now the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Yavesh b'kizayis. If something is dry, then the shear of the Yisra of Otzah is kizayis. We discussed liquids in our Mishnah, and there, in discussing liquids, we mentioned Revius. Div Rabbi Nassan. Am Rav Yosef, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Nassan had the Amru. Rabbi Nassan said the same thing as Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, as we stated with Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda also has this idea of Yavesh b'kizayis. We learned in Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvar Mikula Beisham Mechum Rebeis Hillel. There are six things that qualify as a leniency from Beis Shammai and a stringency for Beis Hillel. This Brice is found in Menachos on Kuf Dalad, as well as it's essentially a Mishnah in Edyus, Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, and that is the list that we have over there of where Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is machmir. Dam nevela, when it comes to the dam of an animal that died without appropriate shechita, Beishamai mitarinu beisil mitamin. Beishamai is actually makel and holds that the blood is tar and beisil is mitamin. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, af kishetimu beisilal lo timu ela bedam sheish bar revius. Beisilal only said dam that's the size of a quarter of a lug. Hol v'yachol likrosh v'lamal al kizayis, since it's able to congeal and become a size of a kizayis. This is a proof to the shita that we had learned above, that the yavesh is a kizayis, like we had seen for Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the same as well. Since the shear is revius, because it congeals as a kizayis, which means that solids are a kizayis, and when they're not solids, they're revius. Amar Abaye Doma Lohi. Maybe it's not right. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Nassan hocha debay revius el b'yayin dekolish. When did Rabbi Nassan say that you need a revius? That's when it comes to wine, which is very thin. It's not very thick. And when it congeals, it becomes a small shear. Aval b'dam desamich, but dam, when it becomes thick, kizayis lo b'y revius. Maybe Rabbi Nassan does not agree with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that congealed blood, the shear for dam nevela, according to Beis Hillel, is only kizayis. Maybe it's less, according to Rabbi Nassan. Inami, or else, Adkamalokam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Nassan's rule of Yavesh b'kizayis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said it hasam de kizayis sagile b'revius, el b'dam de samich. When do we say that it's enough of a kizayis? That's because it's a revius of dam which is thick. Aval yayin de kolish, but yayin that's thin, kizayis have a yosim revius. Then, the parallel to it in its solid kizayis is more than a revius of the liquid. V'chimapik pachos mikizayis lechayiv. And therefore, if you take out, mapik means to take out, to carry out, its parallel in the yavesh status would be even less than a kizayis. So even though we see that yavesh is kizayis according to Rabbi Nassan and to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda when it comes to dam nevela, nevertheless, there are two distinct shitas for two reasons that we discussed above. Chalav kidei gemia, we analyzed in our Mishnah that milk, the amount that a person will swallow, is the shear of carrying out. The Gemara now asks a bunch of questions as far as the appropriate girsa. We learned in our Mishnah, Chalav kidei gemia, that milk, it's the amount that's swallowed at one time, would be the shear of Yisra. The Gemara asks, Iboilu, kidei gemia o kidei gemia? Is it written with an aleph or an ayin? Gidei gemia. Amar Rav Nachmar Yitzchak hagne'eni na matmai mikadech. Eliezer asks from Rivka to pour him to swallow some water. And there it's with an aleph. Next question is that in our Mishnah we had learned earlier at the end of that the garin, the pits, are not included in the shear of a tza'ah. So now, what is the appropriate word? Gar'inin with an aleph or gar'inin with an ayin? Amar Rav Abara, ulav nigram erkecha. The pasuk describes of taking away from the value in cases of doing erechin, depending on the status of the human being or animal. So to take the pit takes away from the shear, and therefore be a lashon of ligareya with an ayin. Amar Rava bar Ula v'nigra me'erkecha iboy luhu omemos here has a nafgamina lahalacha. Rashi explains omemos on the top white line gabe gacholim maisin labiketzet solin gacholim yochol omos tamalomer esh gacholim omemos means with the ayin means extinguished, and the Braisa in Psachim says if it had just said gachalei Psachim ayin hamid beis, then I would have thought omemos extinguished. Comes along Eish and tells us that it has to be of fire. So when the Braisa says that I would have thought sheyavi gacholim omemos, is it with an ayin or an aleph? Amar Yitzchak bar Avdimi arazim lo amemohu began Elohim there. The pasuk in Yechezkel that describes trees, cedar trees, that don't become dark. So we see the word that's used is with the ayin for dark. Iboilu ma'amtsin tnan o ma'amtsin tnan. Is it spelled ma'amtsin or ma'amtsin with an ayin? That's discussing later on that you're not supposed to close the eyes of a dead person on Shabbos because he is mukta. There we see the word, the letter ayin is used. If somebody takes out the milk of an animal, kedei gmiya, gmiya with an aleph, chalav shel isha, viluban shel beitzar, the white of the egg, kedei litain b'mashifa shel kilar, in order to put it, the amount to be able to put into an ointment for the eye. Kilar is an ointment for the eye. We had it yesterday as well on Ayin Amud Beis. So here the shear is the amount of egg or milk that goes into this ointment. Kedei lashuf b'mayim, that is then mixed with water for the two eyes. So the amount that's necessary, that's going to be the chiyuv. Boy Ravashi kedei shiyafe o kedei achiza. How much is it for the to anoint for the eye, or also to smear between the eyes and have a little bit left over on your fingers? Teku tishbi yitaretz kushios vabayas. We also learned in our Mishnah Dvash for honey kedei litein al hakasis, to put it on the back of a camel whose hide has been rubbed and bruised by due to packages. Tanin kedei litein al piekusis by Ravashi al kosis apuma de kolikosis odilma amorsha kama de kosis. Does it have to be on kula kosis, on the honey that will go on all the bruise, or maybe it means on the top part of the wound? La fuke adarna de lo, to coming to exclude around the wound that is not considered part of the wound, and on that the Gemara says, Teku, Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushius Vabayas. The Gemara continues with a beautiful statement, three lines before the one, Ein Zayim Amabez, Amar Avud Amarav, Kol Mashabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olama Lo Bara, Dover Echa Levatala. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, he didn't create anything for naught. Bara Shebelul Likosis. He created Shablul is also the chilazon to put on the kosis on the wound. Boris Vuv, he created the fly. Litzira, you put the fly on the wound from a tzira. Tzira was like a type of wasp. Yitush, what did he create? The small bug. Linechishas nachash, for the bite of a snake. V'nachash, and he created a snake, l'chafofis, that it was put on top of a boil. V'samomis, and that is another type of concoction, la'akra, for a scorpion. Heichi ovid lei, how do you create the refuah of the chilazon? Maisi chada akuma v'chada chivura. He brings two chilazons, one black and one white. Chiyura is white. kuma is black. V'shokalo, and he cooks them v'shayfile, and he puts it on the place of the makkah. The Gemara continues with another fascinating statement. Tanu rabbanan chamisha emos hein. There are five types of fears. Emas chalash al gibor. The fear of a strong person from a weak person. The strong, the favorite, has a deep fear of the underdog. Emas mafkia al ari. The small animal called a mafkia creates fear in the lion. Emas yitush al hapil. The small insect creates fear for the elephant. Emas samomis al hakrav. And the fear of the achavish on the scorpion. Emas sanunis. That's a type of bird. Al hanesher on the eagle. Emas kilvis al avyasan. And the fear of the kilvis, which is a type of sea insect, which is small, on the large leviathan. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Maikra, what pasuk is that based on? It's based on almost hamavlik shoyd al ois. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives koach to the shod. The shod is the small one against the strong one. Rabbi Zera Ashkech Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Yehuda davekop apischa devei chamua, that he was by the entrance of his in-laws, v'chazia dava b'dicha daite, and he saw that he was happy. V'i boi mine, kol chalola alma hava amrle, and if you would have asked him on anything in all of space, chalol, even in modern Hebrew, is referred to as space, in the space of the entire world, he was in the mood of answering. Amale, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yehuda, "My time easy miskan bereisha. Why is it that when it comes to the goats, that they go in the front of the flock? Vahader imri, and after that come the lambs." Like Rabbi Yosef Shalom, he says, like the creation of the world, "Dibereisha chashucha vahader nuhura." That first was dark, and then there was light. So too, the goats are dark, and the lambs are white. My time, they asked him another question. Rabbi Zera asked Rav Yehuda another question. My time, mahani mechasin, vahani migalian. Why is it that the backs of the lambs are covered with a tail, and the backs of the goats are not? To which Rav Yehuda said, those that we use their hides so they cover themselves. In other words, the lambs are covered because their wool will ultimately be used by others to be covered. And some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that since its wool is covered, covers others, so too it is going to be covered as well. Almost maybe like a reward. However, the goats don't have wool that's used to cover others, and therefore they are not covered and migalion, and they're revealed. He asked, "My time gamla zutar gnufte." What's the reason that the tail of the camel is small? Mishum de achal kisi, because he eats kotzim, he eats thorns. My time a Torah rika. Why is it that the ox's tail is long? Gnuvase mishum de dayer ba'agme, because he lives in a swamp. Uboila charkushe bake, and he needs to chase away the flies and insects in the swamp. My time karna de kamtsa rekicha. What is the reason that the horns of the insect are soft? Mishum de daira bechilfe, because they live in the wood of the arava tree. V'ikasha nedaya umesavra, and if they would have hard horns, so then, in such a case, they would get stuck or torn off when Misavra would be to be torn off when they would get stuck in a tree. Damar Shmuel, as Shmuel had taught, Hayman the boy, the listener, the kamtza, someone who wants to blind a ant, then l'shlufei the karne, he should remove their horns. Because we said earlier, just to translate again, Vikasha, if their horns had been hard, Nadia, they would be removed, Umis Avra, and they would be blinded from the word Iver. Hence, if we learn from Shmuel that if you want to blind an insect, you would remove its horns. My Taima Hai Timra de Targinulusa Mildly Leela. What is the reason that when the Tarnagol closes its eyes, middle Aila Dair Atfe, that when it closes its eyes, its lower eyelid goes on its upper eyelid? So the Gemara answers the Dair Atfe, because they live on Dapim. Dapi is beams, and the Eil Kitra Misavra. And if their eyes would be like an average animal's eyes, where the top upper eyelids go over the lower eyelids, then the smoke would seep into their eyes, and again, Misavra, blind them. Reb Zera asked Reb Yehuda a bunch of other words in Aramaic, what they mean. Dasha. What does it mean, Dasha? He answered him, Derech Sham. Now, a door was referred to as a Dasha, and it was referred to that because to say Derech Sham. Darga, why is a ladder referred to as a Darga? Derech Gag, because of the way to the roof. So Madrega means going up to the roof. Going up a Madrega is really going all the way up to the top. They would dip turnips into a Masculisa. Why is it called Masculisa? Because it is the abbreviation, responded Rabbi Yehuda, Masai Tichla De, when will this finish? Because if you eat with a dip, you eat very slowly. Besa, why is a house called Besa, not just Bayis? So the answer is, it's based on Lashon Boi V'itev Ba. Come and sit inside. Hachnasas Archim. Why is a small house called Bikta? The answer is Bei Akasa. It's a house that is narrow, Aksa being narrow. Kufsa, there was a large tree that was used to be sit on that was called Kufsa. Kof Visiv, bend down and sit down. Livni, why is it that bricks are referred to as Livni? Livnei Vanai, from the Lashon of grandchildren. Because the building of bricks will last even for your grandchildren. Hutza was, lulavim were referred to as hutza. This is found in Maseches Sukkah, where lulav is sometimes described as hutza. Chatzitza, it's referred to that because they have thorns that create a chatzitza. Chatzba, the bucket that was used to draw water was called a chatzba. Shechotzev mayim min hanahar, because it quarries out. The word lachzov means to quarry, to cut out. It cuts out water from the river. Kuza, a small earthenware utensil is called a kuza. Kazeh, because it means something small like this. You'll be able to put kazeh in it. Shutisa, that was the hadas that was used to dance in front of the chasen and kala. It's a lashon shtusa, because it looks like shtuyot. The person who dances like that sometimes looks almost foolish. Hence, the myrtle that was used was referred to as a shutisa. Mishlicha, that is a large basin that they used to wash their hands inside. Excuse me, mishichla, not mishichla, but mishichla. Stands from the word, says Rabbi Yehuda, Mashe Kula. To wash, Mashe means to wash all of them, to wash all the hands. Mashkilta, the small basin is called Mashkilta. From the Lashon Mashya Kilta, to wash the Kalta, the Kala. That this is what was used for the Kala. It was the most Chashuv type of basin. Asisa. Asisa is a type of grinder. It's called that way because chasirta, it makes something missing because it grinds it down. Buchna are leaves that have been crushed because bovakenem, come and let's crush it down. Levusha, the top garment that people wore were called levusha, from the Lashon lobusha. If you wear it, you won't be embarrassed. Glima, the coat on top, afilu miglima dal kaspoi, we describe in the Ksuba. Glima is the top coat. Why is that called glima? Shenasa bo kigolem, because it makes him look like a golem. An overcoat is not supposed to be fitted, at least in the time of Chazal, because it made the person look without shape. Gulta, a really nice coat was called a gulta, from Lashon galei v'yitiv, because the person would reveal the area of his legs when he sat down, so it would not get dirty. Purya. Purya is a bed. Sheparim v'ravin aleh, from the Lashon Pruah Ravu. Why is it that a pit that has water has become spoiled? It's called barzinka, from the Lashon of barzenaki, that it has come clean from water. In other words, it refers to a pit that is only on the bottom, muddy water. Sudara, the sudar, the handkerchief or cap or silk that the Chachamu wrapped their head in was called a sudar. Miloshin sod Hashem li reyav. It's to allude to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu sells secrets to those who fear him, because those who fear him were the Talmid Chacham who wore a sudra. Apandana. Why is a palace called an apadna? From the Lashon apischa dein, to this opening that everybody comes to visit the king at this opening, at this apadna. Why the Gemara recorded all of these questions that Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yehuda of how to translate these Aramaic words? There are many explanations for many of these shailas in the Maharsha and the Ben Yehoyada. It's beyond the scope of our Dafyomi Shir. We'll leave it in the translation, but encourage those who would like to look into what's behind all of this. Please see the Marsha, the Ben Yoyada, Chassam Sofer as well. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Ayin Zayin. We will pick up Be'ezer Hashem towards the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis tomorrow. We now go to the Halacha section. Bezras Yishem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin Zayin, emerges from, at first glance, seems to be the esoteric Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that discusses the shiur for Dam Nevela. Before we point out how the halacha emerges from the Gemara, let's introduce where we're going to end up. There is a fascinating diyun in the Taz, in Simen Kuf Tzadi, whether we measure the amount of liquid that would require a bracha achrona. For example, let's take wine. If a person drinks wine and he has to make ala gefen, what's the shear? Do we measure it by a revius? That's requirement. Or is it possible that the measurement would be a kezias? In the Sefer Shi'uran Shel Torah from the Stipler describes that a revius is as many No, today, more than 3 ounces. According to the Stipler, it is 150 centimeters by 150 centimeters, while a kezias is quite a bit smaller than, let's say, there's a big discussion in the post, exactly how a revius is, 3.5 ounces, 4 ounces, 5 ounces, but that's less than a kezias, which is 2/3 of an average egg today. Think of an egg fitting into your coast, even less than that. So a kezias is a smaller shear. Why would one think that the bracha achrona for wine would not be the shear revius? One would have thought the shear should be revius. However, the Levush in Simen Kuf Tzadi explains that there is a real safek which emerges from our Gemara. And in fact, that safek could already be traced back to the Shulchan Aruch himself. In Simin Kuv Tzadi Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shir Shtias Yayin Leschai Bevarach Achrona, Yesh Safek, there is a safek. The safek the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from is the tour in the name of Tosas on Sukkah on Daf Chavav, Imdai B'Kezayis Oberevius, whether it's the volume of a Kezayis or it's supposed to be Revius, Lachain Yesh Lizar Lishtos Opachos Mikazayis or Revius Kedei Listalik Min HaSafek. Either drink less than a Kezayis or drink more than a safek, more than a Revius, because there is a Sveik Odedino, what the shear is. The Levush explains what's behind this safek. The Bracha Achrona, the Gemara tells us, on Daf Lamed Hey in Brachos, as well as in Mamtesim and Beis in Brachos, comes from the Pasuk V'yachalta V'savata Uveirachta. And that is that even Shtia is referred to as Achila. And really, one should define the liquid by a volume form of a kezayis, what would fit into the volume of a kezayis, because the mechayev, the requirement, comes from v'achalta v'savata. However, there is another safek, and that is, maybe, as we saw in our Gemara, let's see it inside. When it comes to blood, blood has a revius, which should be koresh, which would congeal up until the kezayis. So maybe you would look at the liquid form as how it congeals. And if it congeals to a kezayis, then anything less than a revius would congeal less than a kezayis. If it would congeal less than a kezayis, then our Gemara says it's less than a revius. Hence, we have the following suffix. Do we say that it's a kezayis? Or do we say, since our Gemara says that blood, when it's a revius, congeals to a kezayis, but if it would be less than a revius, it would congeal less than a kezayis, then you need at least a revius in order to be assured that it'll congeal as a kezayis. The Taz in Sifkatan Gimel, in Simin Kuf Tzadi, asks a great question on this argument of the Levush. Here I'll take out one line of the Taz. Responds the Taz, V'lo yadana machoshe bazeh lahavi raya mimokam hasoser oso. I don't understand why you could bring a raya from that Gemara. On Ayin Zayin Amar Alf, today's daf in Masech HaShabbos. Do Omar Shama Baye de Dilma Bedam Shu Av Dafkehu Kach. The Gemara suggested that was only by blood. Look at the next line of the Gemara. Avol b'yayin dekolish yesh because ayisiosim revius. If anything, the Gemara supports the idea that when it comes to wine, when it would congeal into a gezayis even less than a revius. So there's no side to say that you need more than a revius, because wine, which is thin, congeals into a kezayis, even if it's less than a revius. So there's no argument to say that you need at least a revius. This is a strong response of the Taz. How could the Levush bring a raya when the Gemara is talking about dam, when two lines later the Gemara talks about wine and doesn't entertain the possibility of wine needing a revius to be able to congeal into a kezayis? The Elyo Rabba defends the approach of Levush, and he says our whole sugya was talking only within Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara had pointed out that Rabbi Nosson might very well disagree with Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Nosson, we would assume a general rule, and that is that anything that requires a kezayis, if it's in its liquid form, has to be at least a revius, and we don't differentiate between thick and thin. And since Rabbi Nosson, who was the other opinion in our Gemara, who said Yavesh is b'kezayis, and the Gemara spells out that means a revius is a kezayis, the distinction between blood and wine does not apply according to Rabbi Nosson. This is the argument of the Elyo Rabba. Bottom line, we have a Sveika Dedina, and a person should try to drink more than revius of wine, if he can, for a bracha achrona, or the other option is to drink less than the volume of a zayis, because otherwise there would be a suffix on the bracha achrona of wine. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Zayin.